Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted looking through the latest mulch pile of Dr. Fia madness. We're going to save that for tomorrow, though, because you guys have been busy, busy. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about what I've got planned for this week as far as what I'm doing for Julia and the steps forward and all the rest. Ron is very much an oddity, right, when it comes to things. And when it's a case like Julia's, when it's a case like Julia's, and we've been very outspoken about supporting Julia on her quest for answers on this channel, I've 100% always said this is about Julia getting answers for who she is, because this whole case stinks. And I've said that since day one. Well, day two. Day one, before I really met Julia, I thought this is going to be a train wreck. And then I met Julia and was like, this is going to be a journey. Because, you know, once you speak to this girl, that she deserves these answers. She's not some unhinged, crazy person. You know, she has done such a good job of gathering all of her own evidence, doing her own investigations. And we know there's a lot of people wanting answers about individuals who are at play in all of this. And that's what this week's going to be about, guys. So for me, jumping in and making contact very, very quickly is not... Julia has enough... If I was the only person Julia was in contact with, I would have contacted straight away. But for me... there's been too much necessary observations that needed to take place. And I think there's been a lot of things said. There's been a lot of things proposed. All seems to be happening. Okay. And yappa, 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 yappa. That's all that's happening. So, yeah. Luckily, we have Sheena, right? Luckily, luckily, because she has been keeping her community really up to date with everything. And if you're not part of that community, I'm going to read this now to you. After 3 long weeks, I finally had a chance to have a video call with Julia this morning. I know so many of you have been waiting for any update, and I want to be open and transparent with you all. First and foremost, it was good and deeply emotional to see her again. She is strong, she is holding up, but despite everything, she continues to stand firm in who she is and what she knows to be true. Freaking badass. She desperately wants to go home. She doesn't understand why she's still in prison, because she is innocent. To be locked away, surrounded by actual criminals, is something I can't even begin to put into words. It's wrong. It's unfair. And despite it all, she is showing a level of strength that is beyond inspiring. That's RG. She wants every single one of you to know how much she appreciates your support. She hears about the love and the prayers and the unwavering belief in her, and it means everything to her. But there's one thing I know for sure, is that Julia is the strongest person I've ever known. Hang on a minute. But there's one thing I know for sure, is that Julia is the strongest person that I've ever known, and she will get through this. Thank you to everyone standing by her. She feels it, she knows it, and she is not alone. Freaking awesome to know that Sheena's been in touch. Freaking awesome to know that Julia knows that everyone is still in support for her. And it's important we keep talking. You know, it's important that we keep doing what we're doing. And like I say, we'll be back with the wonderful Dr. Fia tomorrow. I would like to remind everybody of new British legislation that's come into play. And how you need to understand what conducting yourself on the internet is. And feel free to be like, Ron is lecturing us or whatever, sure. So the Internet Fairness Act, or some absolute madness, Internet Safeties Act, came into play today. And going by what it says, it basically means that if you post anything on the internet that somebody else could be upset by, you're basically legally responsible. You can be held really legally responsible and put to jail. Now, I need everyone to understand that you need to learn to make sure that when you're a part of communities, especially ones that are public on the internet, that you understand that you are liable for the opinions you have. Okay? Now, facts, when you present something as a fact, that's where things become an issue. Everyone is allowed an opinion. You can never state too many times, in my opinion, it's also very good to quote things you read in the newspaper. That's also good. So we have currently 2,000 people in incarceration in the UK for crimes committed in a public social media newsfeed. So I would just like to say, first of all, before we get started, Okay. So I want to know, what do we want answered? I want to hear it from you guys. I've got my little list. All right. So what do we want answers? What do we want answered? Okay. From a, we're asking Julia point of view, and from asking a Surge point of view. Okay, DNA, all right. All right, well, I might be able to give you something here. Hang on. One minute, everybody. I got an email from someone. Here it is. I'm just going to go SD. I'm just going to call this person SD. And I don't know where the information comes from, and I don't know where they got it from, but it was a breakdown and an analysis of the 69% DNA. So we will... We'll go on to that. But DNA results. What does it mean? Polish parents. Where are they now? Okay. Serge. DNA knowledge. Of DNA posted on the gram. To be honest with you, Sheena's been giving me a lot of like this, you know, like the side eye, you know, like I can't talk about it now. You know what I'm saying, but I can't talk about it now. So I think there's a lot of answers that it's maybe not the right time for hands to be played, maybe. Or I could be completely wrong and Sheena might not have been giving me the, you know, the I can't talk about it now, Luke. I don't know. I'm just going through questions that you guys are putting out. Joseph. Yeah. I tend to believe everything is true until I'm proven otherwise. My question is, if it was proven that she is part of that family, would she want to be part of their family? You know what? Let's just remove that family name and Julia from this, and let's just ask ourselves that question, Richard. Like... I mean, that one's deep. That's a deep one, Richard. That didn't sound right. That was a very philosophical one, Richard. Richard's just keeping it easy and simple, Bosh. There it is. Hang on. Friends Talk is having a moment here. Where are we? And neutral, sit back and observe. Coverage is the biggest issue. It's gone. Zero coverage. And it's the biggest in sports history. Wait, what? What's my friends on a side quest here? Oh, yeah. Okay, no, it's not. It's not about sport, I don't think. Yeah. The people at the top are very powerful. Completely agree. Yep. Never ending. Yep. Even those think they're safer. Yep. Selling FCs. Oh, man. Yeah. The Celtic. What was it like? The Celtic ball boy scandal or something like that? Or the Celtic mascot scandal or something like that? Dude, it was a grim. Grim. Yeah. Do you know what? We'll talk about that at some point, mate, because I remember seeing it and hearing about it, and then it was gone. Yeah. If you didn't see my earlier show, I want to see a man way too large for a small window climb a ladder and almost unalive himself in the name of being a man, please do so after this. Yeah, see, for me, the parents thing, right? Why? Like, for me, I don't get it. Like, if you had a child who had been arrested in a foreign country, like, you would go to that country to be with your child. But instead, they went on the run. Yeah, Claudia, I don't agree with it either. And again, why is this not, right? All about her parents. Why can we not just simply say, clearly you guys have done an injustice to this woman by denying her a basic DNA analysis of your parental rights as her parents? I tell you right now, if I was her father and any newspaper in the world came out with a 69% match that she wasn't my daughter, I'm going into spite mode real quick. Like, real quick, super spite mode. You know? But it almost seems odd that no one else is pressurizing them to do it. It seems odd that no one from Operation Grange or from anyone within this is saying, you know, well, actually, there's two sets of parents involved in this, and, you know, the ones that are closer to home could nip this in the bud. Oh, yep, that's a great point. Holy shit, that's a really intense glare. Look at my painting. I feel like this whole DNA thing should ideally be dealt with outside. Do you know how this should be dealt with? We should get the paper copy of the DNA analysis of Jerry and the paper copy of the DNA analysis of Julia, and then we should all go bananas, okay? And we should test it. Everyone should test it in their home countries, anonymously, publicly, whatever, right? Because it ain't that difficult. Like, DNA is just a series of numbers and blocks on a page, apparently. So, you know, you are proud of that painting. I can feel the pride. Okay. Keep up the art. Art is awesome. Keep it up. Now, there's a lot of stuff concerning shoes, right, which I can't talk about here because of how it's been labeled by the algorithm, sadly. But I will say this. I've seen a lot of pictures of individuals, and I can't guarantee the realism of certain colors of things. I'm going to look further into it today. But I really feel like what I'm looking at is fakery. I still want to know if Fia organized the person whom did Julia's hypnosis. Does anyone know? Probably. Did Dr. Fia know or arrange the hypnosis on Julia? Noted. Where is her Polish father? Is he not in Germany now? Mike, I don't know, mate. But I'm the worst with names, Mike. The worst. I don't even want to say that, Wit's End. Even that's too close. Side chat, though, yes, I would appreciate that if you guys would do that. That'd be great. Same here. I was being cryptic. I heard those things too. Interesting. It's all a big mess. Yeah, see, let's focus on that for a second, Nick, right? So let's forget about the famous family and focus on the alleged birth family. And I just want everyone to be reminded of this. If Julia had a open inverted commas normal upbringing in childhood, like it was stated in the interview with her parents in the newspaper when we discovered that they had went into hiding, definitely not fled. There was no fleeing, okay? They just went into hiding. We have to remind ourselves of Julia's medical history, okay? And the way that she was dosed and the side effects that came with those medications. And I'm not saying anything about anybody, but if I wanted to take somebody and destroy their reality, their belief in themselves, their ability to remember things accurately, and I wanted a way to guarantee if anything ever went to a legal system, I could bring those documents and be like, look at the meds have destroyed her, right? That's how you'd go about it, right? And it feels like to me that if we were ever to consider that this family had Julia's best interests at heart, rather than medicate and destroy this poor woman, it seems like a DNA test, if things have gotten this bad, is the merciful thing to do. And that's taking it from a point of view where Julia is totally wrong and it turns out she's bonkers, right? But we know she's not. We know she's onto something. You know? And honestly, the least messy result would be she's a famous missing child. But it's going to be way more, it's so far beyond the simplicities of it being that. It's mad. I don't even think that would be the case, just to be clear. But the simple outcome for this, the most neatly tied off in a bow would be that. I'm not hoping for that. I'm not pushing for that. But anything other than that, where an individual has got a parental anything with Julia out with her birth family, it's a mess. That is the least loose end in the world. That is a mess. Like a mess, right? Because I think we went over this in previous episodes, but I'm pretty sure the first set of instructions or the first set of questions from Operation Grange would have been, right, just before we spend millions, do you have any love children? Do you have, was there ever a scenario where, like, you know, you left the kid on the bus and just never went back and claimed her, right? Was there ever a scenario where X, Y, or Z happened, right? I'm sure they would ask, okay? And I feel like the British government is so wildly messed up that if there was that possibility, I don't think they would tell her. You know, I really don't. It's kind of messed up. Ron, where is the written test results that Dr. Fia keeps talking about? Dr. Fia is telling the truth. If Dr. Fia is telling the truth, this is the thing, Nadine, like, where is anything that this woman has got to show for anything? You know, we will be going over again. If you've missed the previous shows about Dr. Fia, we have debunked her websites. We have proven her to be a fraud. We've looked at articles that are basically press releases that she's written herself and paid to be distributed. We've looked at these websites where she seems to be getting these huge write-ups and all the rest of it, and how they are not being updated for more than 2 years, except what looks to be like a paid to advertise section. And if you're paying to advertise, well, you're writing that yourself. We then looked into our staff. They all turned out to be stock images. It's a madness, mate. It's a madness. It really is. But she's absolutely just the next level. So here's look. We're going to look at this one tomorrow. But I mean, here's another example of this. The rapper. Medium, the rapper. I mean, what is this? Published in the rapper. And you go down here, and the rapper, published by the rapper, published 2 days ago. The rapper is an anonymous publication founded by some of the music industry's biggest behind-the-scenes contributors. Is that? All right. This is what you're talking about, right? That is, do you know, I'm pretty sure that a mate of mine who's got like a 14 or 15 year old son who just started streaming Fortnite has more followers than a independent up and coming artist. Sham. Like, if this was behind the scenes and some of the biggest people in the music industry were behind it, they would have all of their friends pushing it on their platforms because the acknowledgement of one of their friends who's in the industry promoting it would solidify the legitimacy of the behind the scenes and faceless individuals who anonymously publish this. Whereas what we're looking at here is shit, is what we're looking at. When it's over, Ron gets one interview with me. That's it. Nobody else ever again. When it's over and she's home. Yeah, I believe can't be live as the bleep button will be used too much. Yeah, listen, don't worry. Don't worry, my G. It'll happen. Do not worry. I know, crowd prosecution. I seen that too. This is a banger. Look at it. CPS, the crowd prosecution service. But that's how you know it's legitimate, KLG, right? Listen, that is a code, okay? That is a hidden message to activate more splinter cells of conspiracy. No, it's not. It's just dum da dum 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 da dum dum dum. So latest update, Julia has touched base with Sheena. I imagine many of you are part of Sheena's group, and will have already seen this, and I am merely shilling her good work. But that's the case. And tomorrow we're delving back into the FIA side of things, because honest to God, this woman is like a content making machine. Okay. And don't forget, guys, it's $35 a minute with 444,000 5-star reviews. All right. Now, I just want to say, if you've done 444,000 1-minute interviews, that is roughly $15 million. Okay. So if all of this information is correct, I hope your tax forms are up to date, mate. Because I don't know. Again, though, 35 a minute, man. 35 a minute. If you manage to get all your problems solved in 1 minute, she's made 15 million, right? If she spends 2 minutes with everyone, 30 million. Do your psychic shtick, please, Ron. Hey, it's a shtick. Nah, man. Like, it's just... I tell you what, though. I am going to be putting together a series of experiments, right? Ron likes data. with his journey, right? And is there a difference between normies and self-declared psychics? Is there a difference between knowing someone's name and all of this about them? Because for me, everything that I've been doing, Irish fairy, has gone from us. Like, for example, here's Kiwi, right? So Kiwi, I gave a reading to, right? But Pure Joy, Kiwi, Canuck, that's all I knew. I never knew name, age, location, nothing. Obviously, you can kind of guess there's something to do with New Zealand, something to do with Canada. You know what I mean? But the results are just nuts. So I want to vary it up now and see what we can do with regards to data points on different candidates, if that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You read that right. 35 a minute, mate. You trying to say that's too much money? Are you trying to say, Claudia, that Dr. Fia isn't worth $35 a mignot? Because I agree with you. What is $35 a minute? That is to have your psychic reading with the Persian medium. Now, I just want, Ertha, if you've got any worries, I would like to direct you up to the 444,000 five-star reviews. How dare you? Are you saying that any one of these reviews are not real, Ertha? Because I am, and I hope that you understand that. So yes, because it's a shenanigans, mate.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oron, I believe she's worth it. Well, anyway, so we'll be getting back to that little rascal. I honestly can't stop busting her chops. What's happening, ghost dog? What is happening, my guy? No. They're not even reviews clear. So I went into the coding of that website, and if you have got a website, let's say like Amazon, where you have a product and you put in a review, it goes into what's called a database or PHP scripting or whatever you want to break it down into. And when you look at a website and where that number is, there'll be a link to the algorithmic database result to display that number. So for example, that's just how it works. So you'll have an update of how many reviews, you'll have the physical review update, and then you'll have the five-star rating update, and it all happens versus a living database and a code. Whereas on her website, it's just a text entry where someone has manually typed in those numbers. Which we all proved. Yes, there you go, Dose Dog. There we go. That's how you say something without spending 40 minutes over it, like Ron does. So yeah, reviews automatically update. So, and if you want to test this out, just go to your last Amazon purchase and press review, type a review out, and click upload. And 9 times out of 10, they're just automatically online. So. I mean, that's your opinion, Kat. You're entitled to it. I couldn't possibly agree with a statement like that, but you are very welcome to your own opinion. Did you ever see that blowfish chewing on the carrot meme? The noise that wee thing makes. Oh no, we're not. See, you've got me going back into Dr. Fia now. We're not doing that today. All right, we're having a day off. We're giving her a day off. All right. So. A lot of you really wanting answers and solidification of who is trustworthy in the Julia camps. So Yeah, that is at the forefront for myself as well. Yep, I would agree with that. Debunking t-shirt. Oh, God. It's not even debunking. It's like, do you know what it's like? It's like, if this is debunking, right, then this is the equivalent of an 8-year-old solving the mystery of the stolen TV remote control. All right? That's the level of skill required to completely out this woman. The same level of skill as it took little Timmy to track down the hound that stole the TV remote behind the dog bed. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, I wholeheartedly endorse Sheena 1,000,000%. Like, 1,000,000%. Like, if there's, like, if it turns out that, like, Sheena is like some crazy double agent, that'll be the site, that'll be the plot twist of the century. Right? Like, she unzips herself from the back like she's wearing a wetsuit and just pulls her whole thing off, and it's like one of the freaking Tapas 7. That would be that would be soy milk boy thumbnail face, like 100%. I'm just saying. But obviously not. So yeah. Oh yeah, that's by, I spent years under the armature of Darren Brown to make my voice hypnotic so that you will like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. Subscribe me. Okay. But no, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm busting chops. No, Sheena's the real deal, man. I'm just saying. Ron just likes to say stupid things on the internet. But man, she'd have to be wearing like a human wetsuit though. Otherwise, I'm not gonna entertain it. Okay, if she's not secretly another person inside a human skin suit, then the whole theory doesn't work. I think you'll find that is nonsense, my G. Lies are a beautiful thing, though, eh? I don't think so. I love Sheena. All right. Yeah, I have the lady out in the States. Do you know what was really interesting? Right, when we started talking about the timing of the headlines. Right, we had the 69% results. Then we had Julia arrested. And then we had all of these headlines, right? None of them who seemed to be interested in the fact that there's another DNA test. They all jumped on the Julia is a crazy stalker gravy train instantly. And then threw another Madeleine McCann into the mix. It was wild. Let me see if I can find her. What? There's some weird people out there, man. Let me just tell you. Why can I not find this woman now? Like, this is weird. We come. Oh, there she is. There she is. 20 days ago. There she is. So, how interesting is this, right? So, look at this headline. Exclusive American woman claims she's Madeleine McCann and has DNA proof. Right here. Okay. So then we go to the article. American woman claims she's Madeleine McCann and has DNA proof. Eugenia Collins launched a surge of a campaign claiming that she is a British child who went missing in 2007 whilst on vacation with her family. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed Collins told Daily Mail that she started to think that she was Madeleine after seeing Polish woman Julia Vanden on Dr. Phil's show and noticed similarities between her her pictures and the missing girl. What, mate? Vanden was then arrested a week for handling the McCann family. Now, hang on a second. She took she's 6% English, non-European. I believe it helps prove her case. Right. So, Collins, this new lady, this lady here, has come back with an ancestry test. And she was put all over the newspapers. And now there is nothing else about her on the internet. When we talk about a battle of headlines and a headline war, all right? And we have a headline like... girl proves 69% DNA that linked to a certain family, right? You need that crushed rapid. You need her in jail as quickly as possible. You need another person thrown up there to say, oh, everyone thinks they're Madeleine. Everybody does. Okay? And then you go back to what you did in the first time. You just go back to destroying Julia's credibility or character, her as a person, you know, which is what these f***sters have done. But where's all the story now, right? You know, where's the story? Because it's gone. Teresa, is she a stock image as well? I don't think she is a stock image. Oh, God. Let's find out. There's only one way to find out. Oh, please. All right. Let's find out. No, it's just coming back as hits with her and these. So we've got the Metro, American woman says she's Madeleine McCann. Lad Bible, American woman says she's Madeleine McCann. Uni Lad, American woman claims she's Madeleine McCann. And Daily Mail, woman claims she's Madeleine McCann. So it's the same report. Do you know what I'm saying? Just over four headlines once. Like. I don't know if that makes it more or less suspicious. This is weird. Right. So this picture only exists to serve these four news articles and that's it, right? You think it's a big AI fest? You think so? That's what I like. So there's a website called This Person Does Not Exist. I'm going to show it to you just now. So for example, this person does not exist. So we want a female 25 to 35 white refresh image. And it will just generate you a person who is not a real person. Okay. So this is really, really great if you're doing like independent filmmaking or anything like that. or you're doing any projects where you need to use a face, right? But you don't want to use someone's actual face. That's a good one. All right, let's go for like. A 35 to 50 year old Indian dude. Bosh. I mean, he looks pretty damn good for 35 to 50. I'll tell you that though. I'll tell you what. But just to show you how easy it is to grab an image of someone that does not exist anywhere in the world, you know? You know? But I found it real odd that there was this surge of destroying the credibility that Julia had built up, her momentum, everything, to then have a new player thrown in as almost, oh my God, well, everyone thinks they're Madeleine McCann. This is ridiculous. To this image only existing to serve these articles. And just this continued fishiness. Now, I'm going to read out to this DNA email that I was sent. So, here we go. Actually, let me just change this image. There we go. All right, 1 second. Do that as well. Capri Sun time. She also has pictures of herself as a toddler younger than MM was when she went missing. Do you know what? Julia and I know so much stuff about Julia's like younger years. I'll be honest, the series that we done with Julia, it was mainly just Julia talking, because the amount of stuff that Julia and I would talk about that I'm not allowed to talk about, it's difficult for me to remember, so that's why I just say nothing, right? But there is so much you guys don't know. Like, I want to be honest with you, Sheena can confirm that there's so much the public don't know that Julia was just getting ready to put out there. And, One of those things might finally shed some light on why certain individuals have ran away instead of running towards their daughter. Yes, Alex, I do. Alex, I'm going to delete your comment just because of the algorithm. You're not in any trouble. Just refer to it as past offense from now on if you can, mate. That's how stupid it has. That's, I mean, honestly, mate, you've no idea. Like, past offense. No. No. I don't know. Like, here's the thing. If we're talking about metaphorically speaking, if we're talking about a huge cover-up or a huge conspiracy, what is the most cost-effective way of dealing with all that? Because it ain't letting Julia run around getting the motion and the traction that she has. And now she's at the level where she's whipping out DNAs. Like, somebody somewhere has pooped themselves pretty severely. I just don't know who. Right, so let me just, there we go. Actually, I'm not going to put that on the screen in case somebody else, right, let me just double check where the emails are on this. Oh no, we've got wide the space. We're good. Right. 69% DNA match is pretty high percentage, but it doesn't directly point to a specific relationship without more context. DNA matching depends on how it's measured, whether it's a total shared DNA, like in autosomal testing, or something more specific, like mitochondrial or Y chromosome DNA. God damn, could you imagine if I was a science person? Yeah, right? Heather, I'm not even going to try and pronounce the first part of your name, Heather, right? I'm assuming it's Heather, and it's not just the only English-sounding part that I can actually identify, and it just doesn't just so happen to be Heather at the name of... Oh, do you know what? Let's go for it. Let's do it. Like, we're going to go for it, right? Oh, Vazeljek. Heather. Nailed it. Right, Heather, we got this. We got this. Right. Why did I side quest? Well, I was reading this and then I side quested. I can't handle the truth. Was it just that? Was that a little bit too? Jesus Christ. Right. Whether it's only on DNA percentage from the DNA tests like the 23andMe or Ancestry report share DNA in centimorgans or CM or as a percentage of the genome. So I'll assume this is an autosomal DNA match, which is the most common for these kinds of questions. If you share 69% of your DNA with a man, that's roughly 2,300 to 2,500 cm, since the human genome is about 3,400 cm is the total of these tests. That's a huge amount of shared DNA, way more than a distant relative's. Here's a quick breakdown of what this could mean. Way more than distant relatives. Parent or kid, you would share about 50%, 1,700 cm, with a parent or child, so 69 is higher than that. It is likely, unless the test is, it is unlikely, unless the test is exaggerating or including some funky population overlap. Sibling, full siblings share about 50% of DNA with 1,700 genome or cm, but it can range up to 26 cm because of the random inheritance. A 69 match fits that upper range, making it most likely option. Okay. Identical twin, they share 100%, 3,400 cm, 69% is low for that. Uncle or nephew or grandparent child, these are around 25%. Cousin, first cousin share about 12.5. So full sibling. What does it mean? Just giving me more questions. Just giving me more questions, anonymous email person. Let's go back and read the freaking this whole thing that caused this whole shenanigan, right? I would hate to be misquoted. With you. Wait a minute. Here we go. Wow, that was... My brain is serious. It is definitely Monday in my brain right now, all right? Also, thank you all for being here. I just want to say thank you all for being here, for supporting Julia, for supporting me, the Sean Atwood channel, all of this stuff. I'm Ron, if you don't know me. I have a show earlier during the day as well. It starts around about 11:30-ish a.m. UK time. We talk about all kinds of stuff, mystical and wonderful, but we're focusing on the Cabal, the secret organization that sees children as a commodity around the world, their obsession with ritualistic insanities. And tomorrow we're starting a very special two-part series with the wonderful Danny Henderson, going into all the realities of demons, modern exorcisms, and all of that. Come and check it out. I'm sure you're all freaking love it. So thank you all for being here. Please like, please share. And let's just read over this one more time. The final analysis of the DNA results led to the most explosive claim in the three-part post. Miss Vandelt's source making a perfect match with her DNA to the samples taken from the scene of the toddler's disappearance. The source, who allegedly wishes to remain anonymous, said that they have analyzed hair obtained from the floor and the crime scene in Portugal, as well as saliva obtained from the bed at the scene. After cross-referencing, the source said the results showed a 69.2% match, suggesting that the biological connection between the two individuals. They also said that Miss Vandel's DNA can be fully linked as being inherited from the father profile, said to be Jerry McCann's DNA. This concluded saying by the genetic evidence strongly supports that the McCann could be Julia Vandel's biological father, as the data aligns perfectly with a parental child relationship. Well, that, if we're to read, if anonymous emailer is correct, that might not necessarily be as accurate as we think. But none of this makes any sense. Actually, wait a second. Freaking stupid coin.
What does that say?
Right. Yeah, it's just, it's all. Yeah. You know what? It's all about this. All right, so does it make sense? Because you would think then that we would have Maddie's DNA, right? I'm not saying we do. I'm not saying that Operation Grange has that. But hair taken from the crime scene floor and saliva from a bed sheet, it seems like that's where you would take the DNA of somebody that you no longer can ask for the DNA of. Does that make sense? So if I'm the father of a missing child and the police say, can I have your DNA? And I say, well, go and get it off the floor. It doesn't really make any sense, right? So was it Maddie's DNA that was the hair on the floor and the saliva? Because would that not then mean that if we go with anonymous emailer's analogy, that 69% would mean that they're siblings? Yeah, okay, just to be clear, and I Googled that for you. I already knew what siblings were. But obviously a sibling is a relative that shares at least one parent, right? So if that's the case, I guess you could find that out from testing Jerry's as well, right? Then you, I don't know. I'm too stupid for this, right? Could be that somebody's sister. Okay, interesting. Guys, Julia is remanded until April. She is, yeah. Maybe there was, well, here's the thing, a twin, if we go with anonymous emailer's analogy, a twin would have a 100%. That's identical twin. And again, listen, take what you're seeing on screen here as a with a pinch of salt. You know, don't be saying this is gospel. This is anonymous emailer who sent this to me. They're not anonymous. They gave me their name. But I mean, to you lot, they're anonymous. But yeah, there is a madness. There's a madness with this whole case. There's a madness with it all.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's exactly what to do. Join the movement. If any of you want to come and be part of our community, go to my website, click on the Join the Movement, scroll down, and you will see in red writing. Also, is that working? Joanna, of course. Right. So there's been two done, Joanna, right? We done an episode with Julia where she talked about the first time that she'd done it. I do believe that's still online. She breaks it all down and she goes into the where she got her DNA samples to test against. And it was a DNA profile that was in the report published by Operation Grange. And it came back the first time with just this insane connection, Joanna. Now, Joanna, I am not an expert. I don't know. So for example, Joanna, if I tested your DNA against my DNA, we should not be directly related, right? There might be something super like what 1%, because like your granddaddy's granddaddy's granddaddy and my grandmama's 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 all like made out at a party one time, right? Or something, you know what I'm saying? But I shouldn't be able to come back as a 69% match to you at all, yeah? And that's basically what is allegedly taking place with Julia and her tests when she's ran the DNA samples that were in Operation Grange with her own DNA independently, from an independent place that did not have any idea who they were testing or testing against. That makes sense? Remanded means, so Irish Cloud, if you were to, because Julia's from another country, she doesn't have an address here. She's a foreign national. So she is being held in a proper prison, like proper big girl prison, until she can get a bail hearing to decide whether or not she can be released. We're talking about a woman, no violent history, no violent crimes, no charges, nothing. The accusation is that she allegedly stalked and harassed the McCanns. And just those allegations, because she doesn't have a permanent address, she will be there from the start of February when she was arrested, or the middle of February when she was arrested, or the end of February when she was arrested. I can't remember. My head's up my backside. Until the middle of April. And then, if she's not released to somebody's address, she'll be held until the end of August to when her actual trial begins. And you want to talk about throwing the book at someone. You want to talk about a madness. We're talking about a young woman who has no history of nothing, right? Other than wanting answers. I'll tell you what. It says, Joanne, in the Daily Mail article that it was the father's DNA. Okay? There you go. The plea hearing is the 22nd of April, day before my actual birthday, my guys. Then the parole date is in August. Okay, thank you. So, but I will say, Rod's been holding off on a lot of things because I thought some real bad stuff. I'm not going to lie. I'm really pleased that Sheena's had a call. Okay. I'm really glad that Sheena describes her But could have been Joanna, right? So let's say, for example, that's the case. And let's say, Joanna, you know, your child goes missing. Your husband says to you, oh my God, listen, I went on a stag do to Poland a few years ago, and right? You would think that the police would say, is there any possible love children? Is there, have you ever given any kids up for adoption? Is there any more DNA floating about out there, right? So then when Julia went and had her DNA done and then got that phone call where she was told they refused to do the DNA because we know she's not Madeline, maybe they did. Because they would they announce it? Would they say, oh, the man in question is a bit of a, right? A bit of a, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? If he's one of them, would they tell us? Would the press not have found out by now? Or even better, would the woman in question who done the frickin', would not come forward and go, oh yeah, by the way, yeah, I'm definitely the mother, but the father is not as I have proclaimed. Do you not think that, do you not think so? I don't know. I just don't know, Joanne. Oh, wait, it's Joanna or Joanne? Joanna. I just don't know. What I do know, right, is this stinks. It is full on fermented Swedish fish in a can. Do you know what? Medge, right? 100%. And do you know what? See if you're an absolute hater of Julia. And I'm not saying you are, by any way. I'm not saying that. But if you are a hater of Julia and you're watching this, surely you should be pro-DNA test so you can start. Just think of how juicy that will be for you as a hater of Julia. Because I'm sure you're so caught, not you, Medge. Oh, God, I want to take Medge off the screen when I'm ranting about things that she's not. Like, if you're a hater of Julia, you should be pro-DNA result. Okay? And if you don't want to harass a poor family who've already lost so much, ask her parents. Obviously, the family has lost a lot. By the way, that came out a lot more sarcastic than it was meant to. But you should be asking her parents. Why would they allow, if we're to believe her parents, and she's a crazy, delusional young lady with no suspicious medical history at all, okay? Then why in the hell aren't the parents getting their backside out? Yeah, Rachel, I do. Yeah, I'll put up all my links here for you. They're all down in the description, but they're also here. So my website, Project Rook, we got all my links there, all my previous projects. Cheryl Tweedy stalker. She was a Cheryl. Cheryl Tweedy. Yeah, of course. Yeah, hang on. Listen, Lizzie, do you know what, right? Oh, Cheryl Tweedy, who did she, was it Cheryl, wait, is it not Cheryl Cole? So she married that footballer, but was she Cheryl Tweedy before she was Cheryl Cole? She must have been, yeah, okay. Telling word, okay, wow. Oh, wow, all right. So we actually done an episode, right, where we spoke about the sort of British public's reaction, not reaction, but their opinion, okay, of how seriously stalking and harassment is taken. And I'll be honest with you, see if you ain't got a platform that you can make a huge noise on, like Cheryl Tweedy or a celebrity or somebody who, if you do not deal with this, you're going to look real dumb as a police force. The public opinion is they do not give a rat's ass. Like, there was a streamer, I'm pretty sure her name was Little Anita or something like this, and she had a stalker, And the British police effectively told her that she was bringing it on herself because she was a famous Twitch streamer and to get a new job. That is the equivalent of telling an R-word victim that the skirt they were wearing made it happen. They were asking for it, right? I mean, also, what is going on with this guy's beard? This is some patchy madness, my G. An unaliver who has been jailed for stalking Cheryl Tweedy appears to have an obsession with her, with other female stars. Danielle Bannister, 50, repeatedly turned up to the home of Girls Aloud singer Cheryl. Wait. Why? I am like Mandela affecting so hard right now. Oh my God, it was Girls Aloud. That is mad. I am old. I am old! Right. Who was left terrified over him displaying fixated, obsessive, unwanted, and repetitive behavior towards her. Bannister, who was previously convicted of unaliving a man at a homeless hostel, caused Cheryl serious harm. So, how long? Oh my God, wait. Oh man, do you know, I need caffeine. Oh, look, we're not going to get into the really depressing statistics, right? Like, you want to talk about depressing statistics? So if a crime happens, right, and only 14% of that crime is reported, right? And out of that 14% of that crime being reported, there's a 1% conviction rate. Nah. And then you talk to victims of R-ing, and it's them as a victim who seems to be under the microscope. It's mad. It's mad, right? It's mad. It's so just embarrassing and disgusting as a human living in this world that there's a documentary out called The R Word is Legal in the UK, and it's the public opinion of victims of this horrific crime talking about how they felt like they had done something wrong during the investigation. And I'm sorry, man. I'm just sorry, but nah. Wow. That is super FUD. Jesus. Yeah. Sorry. I'd side quested on how basically if Julia's a stalker, right? If Julia is this dangerous stalker, all right, and we're talking about she's apparently had this long history. She was in the UK, all right, in December, and she went to the police station and asked if there was any reason for her to be arrested. Okay, so if this was going on for so long and they were building a case or whatever, maybe there wasn't enough to arrest her or whatever. When we have an obsessed man, okay, with a patchy ass beard, who has an obsession with a woman, there's a big difference between crazy obsessed man, right, and girl looking for parents or DNA or answers about who she is. Now, if I'm messaging, who am I going to pick on now? Okay, Lizzie. If I think Lizzie's my mum, right, and I'm like, Lizzie, I'm sliding into your DMs here. Okay, this is metaphorical DM slide. Lizzie, I think you're my ma. All right? I know you don't want to talk to me, but I think you're my mum. And I send you that message, and I continue to message you with the same tone, with the same desperation, with the same question. Will you give me answers? and it's ignored and it's ignored and it's ignored. At what point do we need to just bring everyone together and bash their heads together metaphorically? Because harassment and stalking. How about we get a judge that for some reason, right, smoked his first fucking something or other at the weekend beforehand, and is like, let's get your parents here, Julia. Where's your mom and dad? Because I've been doing this job a long time, and usually the parents turn up when something like this happens. Where's your mom, right? Because I think a judge would be way more keen on harassing an anonymous Polish family than the most famous family in the country. And again, please understand, I do not know what I'm talking about. Okay? I have no training in this, no experience in this. You are listening to a man pulling things out his backside as they come to him. So just remember that. Well, here's the thing, right? Julia's age, it doesn't really matter, right? I think she's a couple of years older than what Maddie would have been. But this is going to blow your guys' minds, right? And I'm not bullying you like Clankton or saying you're saying this. But if you've got a sophisticated business that involves any form of anything, okay, this is a brilliant way. Tammy, I have stolen Tammy's cat. All right? I have stolen Tammy's cat. And I'm going to sell Tammy's cat. But the new owner wants paperwork about the cat, right? First thing I'm doing is changing Tammy's cat's age, right? So let's just throw everyone off with that. Oh, they'll never suspect it, right? And then you take the new logo and you sellotape it over and you Michael Scott photocopy that bad boy into existence. So I'm imagining it would be the same with any other form of illicit activities where you have to falsify some sort of something. Okay. I don't know why. And that okay at the end was not meant to be as sarcastic. Again, I know you weren't saying that. I don't even know why I'm proving this point. I can't, honestly, I need a nap. Rochelle, we're still in the same place. So still waiting until April. And then August, Sheena has had a FaceTime call finally. And now that that's happened, this week I'm going to push for some answers for everybody. And we're going to delve into some stuff. There's a lot of labels that need sort of picked away at, I guess, right? And I'm real bored. Okay? Like, I'm real bored. So, I've got loads to do. But I'm real bored. So, answers this week, my G's. The best I can. Yeah, you got the Michael Scott photocopy. Yeah, you got to do it. Slap it on, mate. No problem. Oh, wow. Breaking news. Would you like the breaking news, everyone? Jesus. Scoutmaster who spent 27 years on the run after fleeing to Thailand when he was due to appear in court has been found guilty of dozens of SA offenses. Rick Burrows. That is mad that he's literally wearing the same outfit generations on. Like, white shirt, red top. My God. All right, so we're reading this, are we? All right. A PDF who spent nearly... Do you know what? There's too many bad words in this. Give me a second. There we go. We'll put up ambiguous hacker man. There we go. All right. In fact, no, we'll put up this picture of him. There you go. And stare into the eyes of the devil. Oh, God, please. Is this the boss telling me not to read this? He's telling me not to read this. God damn it! Oh, Paula M has just messaged me saying Tay-Tay is going down. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. A PDF who spent nearly three decades on the run in Thailand to escape going on trial in the UK has today was today convicted of dozens of historical essay offences. Richard Burrows, a former boarding school housemaster and scout leader, had admitted 43 offences already, but had denied 54 others, which jurors convicted him of in Chester Crown Court yesterday. I'm not being funny. It says found guilty of dozens. That's hundreds. The PDF became one of the UK's most wanted fugitives when he fled the country before his trial was due to take place in 1997, but was arrested at Heathrow Airport in March last year after returning from Thailand. Burrows, 80, was snared after he tried to re-enter the UK, having spent 27 years on the run under a false name in what was described as his paradise, a jury heard. Oh. He was originally arrested in 1997 after an investigation in an essay of children. After an investigation in an essay in children's homes, the trial heard. Burrows, then 53, charged with a number of offences, which he denied, but failed to appear at a pre-trial plea and preparation hearing at the same court on December 8th, 1997. Excuse me. Excuse me, everybody. The PDF, originally from Sutton Coldfield, worked as a housemaster at a school for troubled teenagers. That is the thing of nightmares in Chester in the 1960s, and later worked as a scout and amateur radio clubs in the Midlands. That is literally the common man's Savile journey right there. A housemaster, a boarding school for troubled teens. A scout leader and an amateur radio club guy. That is literally the thing of nightmares. The trial heard how he used his positions of trust and responsibility, which also included working as a master at the children's home, to satisfy himself in that way by essaying boys aged between 10 and 15 in the late 1960s and 1990s. Wow. 43 post office radio engineer Burrows had pleaded guilty to 43 offences, including horrible things with boys. He denied 47 charges of indecent essay on a youngling, 4 charges of a word I'm not going to say, but it's a very specific type of essay, 2 attempted versions of that, and 2 indecency with a youngling. The allegations involved 10 complainants, 10 people. Burrow was found guilty of 97 offences on Monday and will be sentenced, so it is dozens, right? And we sentenced on April the 7th. Prosecutor Mark Connor KC told the jury during the trial how Burrows was left the UK after he was arrested at his home in Birmingham in 1997. Mr. Connor said he had in fact fled to Thailand under the name Peter Leslie Smith, having cloned an acquaintance's identity and obtained a passport that was a false identity. He was arrested when he attempted to re-enter the UK in March 2024, on the eve of his 80th birthday, having enjoyed 27 years in paradise, to quote his description of where he had spent most of his time on the run. The prosecution told the court that Burrows systematically essayed male children under his care. Mr. Connor told how the boys who attended the school were vulnerable, having previously been in trouble or had problems at home. Burrows used his attic room at his home in Sutton Coldfield, where he kept his radio equipment, to commit some of his attacks, to which he pleaded guilty, the court heard. The trial heard that one of his victims from the attic was 12 or 13, and he was attacked sometime between 1996 and 1998. He came forward to police after noticing an appeal in the BBC Crime Watch programme in 2011. Another victim was 12, a paper boy with an interest in radios, when Burrow invited him back to his home to see the radio equipment and then essayed him. And this just goes on, man. Thankfully, following our determination, he has finally been held accountable for his actions and is now behind bars where he belongs. So they knew his false name. They knew he was on the run. And they knew where he was. I can't imagine the children of Thailand have much to thank you for. I mean, like, see, in this era of PDFery, right? Like, if you're a twisted individual like this guy, I imagine, and I'm only saying that I imagine this because these people are chatty, right? They on these dark web communities, they are really, really excited when new PDFs join communities so that they can take them under their wing and teach them better ways of being better PDFs, right? So we have to assume that back in the 50s and 60s, there was still this community. But I just don't know where they would be engaging with each other, if that makes sense, because the internet's not there, if that makes sense. So is it possible that there was places that would facilitate younger men? And in these places, they would be less likely to be thinking about hidden cameras because of the era or ways in which this could be used against them. And is it possible people like this are given a choice to flee because of what they might know, because of who they've rubbed shoulders with, because of who was at certain other venues? It always makes me wonder, because if he's been on the run for 27 years, but you knew where he was, and you knew what his false name was, and you know what goes on in some of these countries, Gary Glitter, I'm just saying, what's going on there? Like, you know? I'm just saying, it just always is a head scratcher. Okay, that's exactly it. That's what the name of my podcast should be. The Make It Make Sense podcast with Ron. Make It Make Sense with Ron Swanson. That's it. We nailed it. Congratulations. You got paid nothing for that with Send. Congratulations. Like, and it even abbreviates the MIMS. MIMS. The MIMS podcast. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not being funny, mate, but that's very possible. You know, if you're living in paradise and you're told if you don't get this sorted out, you're not going to be here anymore. Would you rather not be here anymore or not be here anymore in a jail? Or be here but be in a jail? I don't know. I mean, obviously, yeah, Julia's grandfather, man. Like, yeah. So, side quest. This guy's just went down for a whole bunch of horrible crimes. And he ain't the first. As far as stalking goes, Britain has a pretty embarrassing history with women especially being let down. And if you're not someone like Cheryl or a movie star or somebody with a bit of clout and fame, in the traditional sense of clout and fame, not social media clout and fame, they just ignore you. And we have seen countless cases where absolute horrors have been allowed to take place because apparently some police forces still don't take it seriously when a woman is saying that she's in danger. And when a man says he's in danger, it works both ways. Yeah. But I think that's where we're going to leave it for today. We've hit about an hour and a half. I think that's a good place to stop. I've got your guys' questions that you want answers for. I'm going to combine them with mine. I'm going to go and get some stuff sent over to Julia finally. And I look forward to touching base with you all tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're back with Danny Henderson looking at demons. It's going to be an awesome start. Danny's going to be back once a week after the series stops as well. She's going to be here for 2 days this week, delving into demons, demonology, all that side. And then once a week, she'll be coming back and we'll be hearing her input with regards to the cabal and the evildoers that go around. I just keep dropping things. And the evildoers of the world. Ron, from what you know, now the people that act in televisions are like the B-plus type movies, would you attribute them to the same A-listers that sell out?
Here's the thing, right?
You know, I was thinking about like a lot of good bands, so maybe not so much with the movies. Let me change it around to the music industry, if you don't mind. Like, I was thinking there's so many bands that should have been massive that weren't really that massive, or they were massive despite issues being put in front of them. I mean, it's a pointless thought. My thought process is pointless, right? But when I talk about the elites and the Hollywooders and the people that sell out, I'm talking about anyone who crosses the line and believes that children, or men or women, but mainly children, are there for ritualistic horrors, okay? You can be a famous person who does, you know, spells over your new music or your new movie. I couldn't care, all right? I don't care. As long as those spells and all those rituals do not include the unaliving and highly prolonged horrors that take place with children, or indeed any other human, right? But we'll deal with the ones with the children first, and then we'll deal with the grown-up ones later, if that makes sense. That makes sense? I imagine it does make sense. It was pretty clear. It doesn't really answer your question, though. Be honest, but I'm only interested in those ones. You know, you can be a selfish piece of crap and still have a place in this world. It's a line. It's a line where selfishness and murderous, unaliving madness takes place. You can have a world that has good and bad. Right, good and bad is a great balance. Good and bad is awesome. Right. Evil, good and evil are two different things. Good and bad, evil, good and evil, two different things, man. We don't need the evil. We don't need the evil. We don't need it. We don't need it. So, yeah, if you're into that sort of thing, suck your mum. And sadly, the clock is ticking on you people, all right? I experienced something that I'd never experienced last week, which I believe was a very, 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 very powerful individual trying to scare me or make me worried. And I'll talk about it. I'm not talking about it in this live stream. It's not one for this one. But yeah, mate, if that's all they've got, then they are in for a rude awakening, I'm telling you. So yeah, love you guys. Stay safe. If you're practicing anything, keep it in the light, people. Stay in the light. Don't be verging off, okay? Don't follow Ron's lead ever. But I just want to say thank you to all of you. I love hanging out with you guys. I love talking about Julia. I love talking about the magic. I love talking about the cabal. I love all that stuff. Please, 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 if you can, come and support me on my earlier shows. Come and support me on this stream. Share, like, make sure you follow the Sean Atwood channel, the Project Rook channel. Make sure you're here for Sean's streams. Tomorrow, we're going to be interviewing Bob Marley's daughter and looking at the mindset of Diddy and sadism. I mean, come on! So, yeah. Also, the documentary should be out this week. I know I've been saying that for the last 2 weeks, but it's showbiz. But look, love you guys, and Yeah. See you all soon. Oh, Dan, if you also go and watch the previous stream and you'll go and watch a video at the end of it of me going up a ladder and getting partially stuck in a window and possibly one of the most epic cinematic shots of a foot disappearing over a ledge you're ever going to see. Lucky. Oh, also, there's a trend going around on TikTok, right, where people are saying that they're moving bits of tinfoil with their mind, all right? And I just want to say, okay, we did, that was the premise of the live stream earlier, because it's not telekinesis, it's just manipulating air, right? But that's still a thing, right? And it's you just, yeah, just go watch it, man. Just go watch it. But look, thank you all for being here. You're all awesome. And we'll see you in the next one. Oh, go to the Project Rook website, click on Join the Movement, scroll down, let me know if that link works. If it doesn't, I'll get a new link up. It's not even static. It's just it. But here's the thing. I'm kind of obsessed with this now, right? I really am. I'm obsessed with it. It's good fun. But it's not telekinesis. It is just physics. But it's interesting. Anyway. Peace out, my G's. Take it easy. Much love. Bye bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.